Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to the Coffee Break French Verb Fix. This is Season 1, Episode 7, and we're looking at the verb pouvoir. Welcome back to the Coffee Break French Verb Fix. This is the show which will give you your weekly fix of Coffee Break French and help you sort out your verbs so that you can use them accurately and effectively in your spoken and written French. Moi, je m'appelle Marc, je suis votre professeur et je vais vous aider avec vos verbes français. Okay, so in this episode, we are looking at the verb pouvoir. Pouvoir means to be able to, or in English, we use the word can. I can do something. You can do something. But you can't say to can. That's a bird. So the verb is normally translated as to be able to do something. And it's a modal verb, which of course means it's normally linked to another verb. For example, I can come tomorrow. Je peux venir demain. As usual, we're going to conjugate this verb in four tenses: the present, the perfect, the imperfect, and the future. And then we'll look at some sample sentences and I'll test you on your translation skills. Okay, it's time to begin. Let's take a look at pouvoir. We'll start with the present tense. And the six forms of the present tense are as follows. I can is je peux. That's P-E-U-X. Now, here we've got a P E, U. The vowels here are E and U. And that's different from the infinitive, where the vowels are O and U. Pouvoir becoming je peux. Now we'll notice that the forms for the first, second and third person singular and the third person plural do take that change in the present tense. So the OU of the infinitive goes to EU. So je peux, P-E-U-X. Tu peux, exactly the same spelling, P-E-U-X. And then il, elle, on, peut. Sounds the same, but this time it's spelled P-E-U-T. Then we go back to the O-U sound for the nous and the vous form. Nous pouvons. We are able to, we can. Nous pouvons. P-O-U-V-O-N-S. You can, the plural form, vous pouvez. P-O-U-V-E-Z. And then back once more to the E-U sound for the third person plural. Ils or elles peuvent. P-E-U-V-E-N-T. Let's go through the conjugation of the present tense of pouvoir with some music. Je peux. Tu peux. Il peut. Nous pouvons, vous pouvez, ils peuvent. So that's the present tense of pouvoir. I can, you can, and so on. Let's now look at the perfect tense. I have been able to. I could, potentially, using I could as a translation for the perfect tense of pouvoir. We'll look at some examples later. The past participle of pouvoir is pu, P-U, pu. Now, notice the pronunciation of that. O-U in the infinitive sounds like pouvoir, pouvoir. E-U in the present tense sounds like je peux. And now we have U on its own in the past participle, and that's U, pu. So, pou, O-U, peu, E-U. Pu, you. Okay, so I have been able to. J'ai pu. You have been able to. Tu as pu. Remember, we're using avoir as an auxiliary verb here. He has been able to. Il a pu. She has been able to. Elle a pu. And so on. We have been able to. Nous avons pu. You, plural, have been able to. Vous avez pu. And then, they have been able to. Ils ont pu or elles ont pu. So, once again, the past participle is pu, P-U, and that's using the verb avoir as the auxiliary verb. Let's conjugate it with some music. J'ai pu. Tu as pu. Il a pu. Nous avons pu. Vous avez pu. Ils ont pu. So we're looking there at the perfect tense of pouvoir. I have been able to, you have been able to, or in certain situations, I could. Okay, let's go on with more of that I could, because we're going to look at the imperfect tense now. The imperfect tense describes the situation in the past. So if you're thinking of to be able to, then you would be saying I was able to or I could, because we have this could in English, which is the past tense of can. Okay, let's look at the formation of the imperfect tense. We go to the new form of the present, P-O-U-V-O-N-S, take off the O-N-S, and then add our imperfect endings. So all of the imperfect endings start with the pouv sound, and we add our standard imperfect endings. It's fairly straightforward when it comes to all the imperfect tenses. So let's go to I was able to, I could, je pouvais, P-O-U-V-A-I-S, je pouvais. You were able to, tu pouvais. Same spelling, P-O-U-V-A-I-S. He or she was able to, il pouvait, elle pouvait, P-O-U-V-A-I-T. We were able to, nous pouvions, P-O-U-V-I-O-N-S. You were able to, the plural form, vous pouviez, P-O-U-V-I-E-Z, vous pouviez. And then they were able to, ils pouvaient, P-O-U-V-A-I-E-N-T, ils pouvaient or elles pouvaient. Okay, it's time, as usual, to go through this with some music. Je pouvais, tu pouvais, il pouvait. Nous pouvions, vous pouviez, il pouvait. So the imperfect tense, I could, you were able to, he could, she was able to, and so on. It's time now to look at our fourth tense, the fourth tense being the future of pouvoir. I will be able to. And this one is interesting because it has an irregular future stem. And the irregular future stem of pouvoir is P-O-U-R-R, so double R in there. I will be able to, we add our endings for the future tense onto that future stem. So our endings, as you know, are A-I-A-S-A-O-N-S-E-Z-O-N-T, giving us je pourrais. Je pourrais, P-O-U-R-R-A-I. Tu pourras. P-O-U-R-R-A-S. Il pourra. P-O-U-R-R-A. Elle pourra. On pourra, bien sûr. We will be able to becomes nous pourrons. P-O-U-R-R-O-N-S. We'll be able to. You will be able to. The plural form, vous pourrez. P-O-U-R-R-E-Z. Vous pourrez. And then finally, they will be able to, ils pourront, P-O-U-R-R-O-N-T, ils pourront, they'll be able to. Okay, you know what's coming, let's go through this with some music. Je pourrai, tu pourras, il pourra, nous pourrons, vous pourrez, ils pourront. Thank you. Okay, so much for the conjugations of our four tenses, the present, perfect, imperfect, and future. It's time now to have a look at some example sentences using the verb pouvoir. Let's start in the present tense and consider this sentence. Tu peux venir avec nous. You can come with us. Tu peux venir avec nous. So there we're using peux, P-E-U-X, the tu form of the present tense. You can come with us, or you are able to come with us. Let's look at it. Another example. The child couldn't walk on his own, or on her own. L'enfant ne pouvait pas marcher tout seul, or toute seule. L'enfant ne pouvait pas marcher tout seul. So they were using pouvait. Pouvait, P-O-U-V-A-I-T, the imperfect tense, describing this child's ability to walk or not to walk on his own or on her own. So tout seul if it's a male child, toute seule if it's a female child. Now, one thing that is important to mention here, when we're talking about to be able to do something, we're really talking about a physical ability to do something. So, for example, if you're talking about to be able to play the piano, you wouldn't really use je peux jouer du piano. The reason for that is pouvoir is used for physical abilities, as in this example, l'enfant ne pouvait pas marcher tout seul. It's physical abilities, therefore, that we're talking about. And if you're saying je peux jouer du piano, that really means that, yes, I am able to sit at a piano, lift my hands and form them into a position in order to play, but I've no idea necessarily what I'm playing. So if you want to say that you can play the piano, having learned the piano and practiced for many years, then you use a different verb. You know how to play the piano. It's savoir that you would use. And we'll be coming to savoir in a future episode of The Verb Fix. Okay, it's time now to test your translation skills. Let's see how you get on translating, first of all, from French into English, and then from English into French with some of these examples of pouvoir. Here's an interesting sentence to translate from French into English. Ce n'est pas possible. Je ne peux pas y croire. I'll say that again. Ce n'est pas possible. Je ne peux pas y croire. So the first part is straightforward. Ce n'est pas possible. It's not possible. Je ne peux pas y croire. Literally, I cannot believe there. The I translating possibly as there. But when you say je ne peux pas y croire, it's how you translate I can't believe it. I don't believe it. Je ne peux pas y croire. Ce n'est pas possible. Je ne peux pas y croire. It's not possible. I can't believe it. A good sentence there. A very useful phrase indeed. Let's try one from English into French. I'd like you to translate, I'm sorry, I won't be able to come tomorrow. So here we're going to be using the future tense of pouvoir. So I'm sorry, désolé, or excusez-moi. Excuse-moi, depending on who you're talking to. I won't be able to come tomorrow. Je ne pourrai pas venir demain. So pourrai, the future tense of pouvoir. Je ne pourrai pas venir demain. Okay, it's time now to go through the full conjugations of the four tenses that we've learned of pouvoir in this episode. One more time. This is pouvoir in our four tenses, starting with the present. Je peux. Tu peux. Il peut. Nous pouvons. Vous pouvez. Ils peuvent. It's the present tense of pouvoir. I can, you can, he can, or we are able to, and so on. Let's now move to the perfect tense. I have been able to. J'ai pu. Tu as pu. Il a pu. Nous avons pu. Vous avez pu. Ils ont pu. I have been able to, you have been able to, the perfect tense of pouvoir. Let's move a stage back in the past and talk about the imperfect. I was able to. Je pouvais. Tu pouvais. Il pouvait. Nous pouvions. Vous pouviez. Il pouvait. Now, the other translation of I was able to was I could. I could do something. The imperfect of pouvoir. Now, the future. Je pourrais. Tu pourras. Il pourra. Nous pourrons. Vous pourrez. Ils pourront. The future tense of pouvoir. I will be able to. You will be able to. And so on. Our four tenses of pouvoir, and you've learned another verb. So that's almost it for this episode of the Verb Fix. We will be back again soon with another episode, but don't forget in the meantime that you can take part in the show by sending us your voice recordings of your sentence featuring the verb pouvoir. Visit radiolingua.com/verbfix to find out how to join in, or you can use the join in record a message button on our Facebook page. We release a Coffee Break French community show from time to time, so as we're releasing this episode of the Verb Fix, we're hopeful of some messages to include in a future community show, and then that means that you can appear on the show. We'd also like to mention that there's a members version of this show available on the Radiolingua website. And this version includes more examples and test translation questions, and we also provide the conjugation of the verb in the conditional, present, subjunctive, past historic, pluperfect, future perfect, and conditional perfect tenses too, both in written and audio format. Find out how you can access this fantastic resource at radiolingua.com/verbfix. Alors, c'est tout pour aujourd'hui, les amis. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.